Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Sully's cocked and loaded pick of the day, and then my head probably is going to explode. Go.
All right, it's a nice start to the week here. Let's just ease into the week after a nice, powerful weekend winning again. Let's just do a one-unit play, and David makes fun of me because I have to pick baseball, but what else is going on? I have to. So I'm going to go over 8.5 runs in the Cubs-Giants game. Now, these are two of the hottest teams in not only the NL, but in all of baseball right now. Cubs 7-2 since the break, Giants 9-2. I mean, they've just been fantastic at the plate. Each club has been. So I'm going to go over 8.5 runs, one-unit play, Cubs, Giants, and take some of that money we won on Brooks Koepka and Tiger Woods and see if we can start the week off right.
All right, that's great. Kill the music. All right, so here's the deal. I always feel like I have to say this because no one's ever allowed to just have an opinion and people think stuff is personal. It's not. Like, I don't know these people, all right? Like, I just know in general, like, when I read a Seidel piece, I just look at it and I go, I mean, is this guy working for the team? You know, the McCoskey piece today, look, man, I've met Chris a handful of times in my life. Whatever. It's not a big deal. It's not personal. I just don't understand this opinion. And let's just take this off the table, too, because this is like the most popular, like, Papa Doc response. Oh, well, Valeni's not here. No, I'm not. I don't need to be. And if that bothers you, get a new gig. I don't have to be. Okay? I don't have to be down there and be buddies to talk about this team who is god-awful and morbid. So if your knock on me is I don't cover the team so I can't talk baseball, cool. We disagree, and I'm going to say what I'm going to say anyways. Chris just wrote a piece about Matthew Boyd is part of the solution and hopes he doesn't get traded. And I just, listen to me, and it's not, this is not just about the McCoskey piece. I've said this to anyone who will listen. Anyone who's written that opinion. It's just Chris's piece just dropped in the 4 o'clock hour. So I'm using that as the framework. I cannot stress this enough. This team, the very idea that this team is within 3 years of doing anything is just folly. The rebuild is not even in a progressive state right now. There is no help offensively on the way. They don't have anyone who can hit their weight in the minor leagues. They don't have any true power source. You know who's got the best power grade in the organization? It might be the 16-year-old they just signed from the Dominican. His ETA, according to the Free Press, 2026. You just drafted a high schooler at the top of his draft. His ETA, 2023. And unless he's Juan Soto or Mike Trout or Ronald Acuna, he's probably not going to be awesome from the go. The point I'm making is, Matthew Boyd, you have the market cornered. Articles like this, and I'm not saying it's intentional. This is Chris's opinion. He's welcome to it, just like I'm welcome to mine. It's not personal. But articles like this, the opinion, it allows Al Avila off the hook. Because what it suggests is, hey, if we can't get exactly what we want, we should just hang on to him. He can be part of the future. He's under team control till 2022, free agent 23. No, no. The general manager's job is to procure positive deals. You are a salesman. Leverage. Identify it. Use it. Bury the hatchet. And you find the lemming, you find the weak point, and you chop them up in a trade. You crush. The problem I've had with Al Avila, and I'll have until he proves me wrong, is I don't think he does a great job commanding the trade market. His asks, according to the things that we read, again, I don't cover the team, so I'm a hack, I'm a blowhard, are insane. Asking the Yankees for Domingo Herman and Gleyber Torres? according to one person in the Yankee organization, if that's real, that's insanity. Here's John Heyman on what Al is asking for Boyd. You ready for this? The Tigers are, hold on, excuse me. I want to make sure I get it right. It is Heyman. Here's what they're asking for Matthew Boyd. In some cases, they're asking teams for an established young MLB star. What? No one's doing that. You think you're going to call the Nationals and they're going to give you Juan Soto? Click. What world? You're going to call the Yankees and get their everyday 22-year-old with a WAR of 6 second baseman, Gleyber Torres. That's not real, man. This isn't MLB The Show on PlayStation, man. Matthew Boyd requires a big-time prospect and two B-level guys. And when I say B-level, it just means they're probably a year to a year and a half away. Do I want a ready-made prospect? A guy in the top three of some organization? Hell yes. And it's Al Avila's job to get it. But when you propagate an opinion, and again, it's a free country, whether it's Chris who feels this way or Wojo who I work with, it's a free country. When you say it's okay if we keep him, Gator feels this way. I hate the opinion. You're letting Avila off the hook because the value right now is at a minimum high to very high. I can't say it's at its highest point that it ever will be. That would be an inaccurate statement on my part. I can't back that up. But it's high. A 1.13 whip, a K to 9, a 12, showing growth over 3 years, and having team control. Though that's leverage. Being left-handed, leverage. Your job is to go out and get a big deal. And if you can't, you're not good at your job. I don't believe for a second there's no market for Matthew Boyd. I don't accept it. I don't accept it. And I don't have to. Just like you don't have to like my opinion. And you can tell me that they can't get a good offer for him. Then you know what that suggests to me? Get a better GM. Because the great GMs get good offers. Weird how that works, isn't it? The great GMs pull off great trades. Weird, isn't it? And it just so happens to be very weird that this guy doesn't pull great trades. Kind of weird. So that's why I have a problem with this baseline opinion, because to me, whether consciously or subconsciously, you're letting Avila off the hook. Your team is 30-65. They have no help on the way. Oh, Casey Mize and Manning and Burrow. Here's the deal. One will be good. One will blow out with TJ. One will end up in the bullpen. That's how it works. We're going to have some nice pitching. You know what we have none of? A lineup. Oh, but free agency will what? What are you going to do? Go bring Anthony Rizzo home for $300 million? That's going to fix it? This thing is years away. And oh, by the way, look, Boyd is a hard worker. Boyd's a good dude. I've never heard a word that he otherwise. I like Matthew Boyd. But guess what? Pitchers are ticking time bombs. You want to roll the dice that at no point from now till 2022, Matthew Boyd blows out? Or here's an idea, heat of the playoff chase, team control lefty, absolute leverage. Arizona doesn't have it with Robbie Ray. Isn't Robbie Ray a free agent at the end of the year? You have the market cornered. You've had at least 7 teams scout this guy. If your GM's got the chops, you got to be able to get people to the table and do the deal, period. I'm tired of this. Well, we could do it in December. Whatever, dude, fine. I don't buy it. That's not how I feel. And just like Chris is welcome to his opinion, I'm welcome to mine. But there's no emotion in this. I don't believe this team will be ready to win at any point in Matthew Boyd's time here. And when I say win, I mean win division. I mean win playoff series. I mean win World Series. At no point under that team control will they be ready. Next year's 2020. You know what you're going to lose? 100 games. And unless I see some unbelievable stuff off the farm, or some unbelievable trades by Avila, you're probably going to lose damn near 100 in 2021. What will Boyd be pitching for? Just, you know what? If you have thoughts, share them. And I'll say it again. It ain't personal. I don't know any of these guys. I don't care about any of these guys. I care about baseball. I care about winning. Keeping Matthew Boyd is a folly. You didn't learn from the Fulmer thing. Okay, let's roll the dice and do it again. Fine. 97-1.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.